Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the broadcast again today. We are beginning to share with you messages on the subject of overcoming in every area of your life. And we're talking about basic principles for overcoming in these first broadcasts before we get into specific areas for you to overcome in. John 16:33, the Bible says, "Be of good cheer, of good courage, I have overcome the world." Jesus overcame the world. Jesus is in you. You can overcome the world. In Romans 8:37, he says that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. God made you more than a conqueror so you can overcome. Back 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, "Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." 2 Corinthians 2:14, "Thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ." I like that, always. Always causes us to triumph in Christ. I'll tell you, when you follow the way of the Lord, you can always overcome. And then in Revelation 21:7, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." We want to overcome so that we can inherit all things in our life. How are we going to do it? We're going to walk in line with God's word with our faith. 1 John 5:4, "Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." Are you born of God? Are you born again? If you receive Jesus Christ, your personal Lord and Savior, you're born again. If you have not been born again, you need to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Do it right now and get born again and be now in that position of being able to overcome the world. And how do we do it? This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, praise God. Well, we're talking about principles for overcoming. In the last broadcast, we talked about the first five that we wanted to bring forth. Number one, know who your enemy is. We need to realize who that is. That is the devil. Your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. And John 10:10, "The thief cometh not before to steal, kill, and destroy." Jesus, of course, is the one who's on our side. He's our helper, he's our healer, he's our deliverer, he's our victory. He comes to bring life, and he brings it to us more abundantly. The second principle is realizing it is a spiritual battle to overcome. We are dealing with a spiritual enemy, and we're going to be involved in a spiritual battle. Ephesians 6:11-12, "We put on the whole armor of God, which is the word of God, in every area of our life, in our mind, in our mouth, directing our steps, in our heart, and so that we can be able to stand against the wiles or the tricks of the devil. And we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places." It is a spiritual battle. 2 Corinthians 4:18, "We look not or take aim not at the things that are seen, but at the things which are not seen. The things that are not seen in the realm of the Spirit control the things that are seen in the natural." There are two realms, a spiritual realm and a natural realm. You must realize that the spiritual realm controls the natural realm. And if you're going to overcome, you've got to get involved in the spiritual battle. We're going to fight that good fight of faith and overcome the enemy. A third point is to know the enemy's tricks. The Bible says that we should not let Satan get an advantage of us. And how's that going to happen? Because we're not ignorant of his devices. 2 Corinthians 2:11. We're not going to be ignorant of his devices. We're going to know what he says, what he's trying to do, how he's trying to influence us, what kind of things he's trying to work through circumstances or through other people. We're going to know his tricks, and we're not going to be ignorant, and we're not going to give place to him. A fourth area is seeking God for the victory. The Bible says he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You've got to seek the Lord for his wisdom, for his guidance and direction. David inquired of the Lord about what he should do after the enemy had come and stolen his wife and wives and their daughters, sons, their goods, burned their city. And he said, "What do I do? Shall I pursue after them and overtake them?" And God told him what to do. He said, "Pursue. You shall surely overtake them and without fail recover all." We've got to get the mind of the Lord on what he wants us to do. Also Jehoshaphat was one who set himself to seek the Lord when all those enemies surrounded him. And he proclaimed a fast, sought God, heard from the Lord, and overcame the enemy. Followed God's directions. And you've got to seek God for the victory to find out what he wants you to do. A fifth area is knowing the Word of God. John 6:63, the Bible says it's the Spirit that quickens, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. God's Word is spiritual law. When you know the Word of God, you're ready to release spiritual law, which is going to cause you to overcome. In fact, Matthew 4:4 says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You know, on a daily basis, you probably don't miss the meals that you have scheduled. You be sure that you feed yourself. You probably eat two or three meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or two meals maybe. Whatever, you are sure that you feed your physical man. Well, do you feed your spiritual man the spiritual food of the Word of God? The Bible says that we live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Are you starving spiritually because you don't feed yourself the Word of God? You need to get in the Word. You need to know the Word. You need to have the Word written in your heart and mind. It needs to be abiding in you. You need to know what God's Word says. It is spiritual law, and you must learn to operate according to it. Be a hearer and a doer of it. 2 Corinthians 1:20, all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Every promise is for us, praise God. 2 Peter 1:4, He's given unto us these exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature. And I'll tell you, when you start acting on God's Word, you are going to become a partaker of the divine nature, because the spiritual laws of God are going to be written in your heart and mind, and the Word in you is going to produce fruit. It's going to cause you to escape the corruption that's in the world through lust. And this is important. You must know the Word of God if you're going to overcome. A sixth principle that we're going to talk about today is overcoming temptation. You must learn to overcome temptation, otherwise the devil will trick you and bring you into bondage. Jesus, as the Bible says in Hebrews 4:15, that He was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Well, Jesus leads us to walk in His ways, and if we learn to follow Him, we can overcome, and we don't have to be under the dominion of sin. In fact, the Bible says in Romans 6:14, that sin shall have no dominion over you. As we learn to walk in the ways of the Word of God, we won't walk in sin. We learn to walk by faith, we won't walk in sin. We learn to do what God tells us to do, then we will overcome and not yield to sin. We'll overcome temptation. In Matthew 26:41, the Bible says, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. You've got to overcome this temptation if you're going to overcome in all areas of your life. And this is so important. The spirit is willing. The spirit is ready and prepared. But the flesh is weak, or that means strengthless. You don't have any ability to overcome in yourself, in the flesh, going according to what you feel, the way things seem, the way they look. If you're a person who is basically just reacts according to your feelings, you normally respond to whatever you feel, you are probably defeated in most areas of your life. The only way you're going to overcome is by overcoming, by walking in the Spirit, by your Spirit. The Spirit is willing, the flesh is weak, and you got to learn to watch and pray. If you learn to watch and pray because you're yielding to the Spirit man, then you're going to rise up and you won't enter into that temptation, because you'll be taking dominion over the enemy, you'll be speaking the Word, and you'll be discerning what's going on in the Spirit, the devil's attack, so you don't enter into that temptation. If you do get overtaken, praise God, God's there, and He will bring you out of it if you'll yield to Him. 1 Corinthians 10:13, there's no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. Really, that word taken really means overtaken you. There's no temptation overtaken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer or allow you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape. God will show you the way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. That word bear means to stand in resistance against it, not to carry it, but to stand in resistance against it. He's going to make a way of escape so you can able to stand against it and not let that thing continue to dominate you. A seventh area is realizing that your problems are the result of some sort of sin. It could be your own sin. It could be the effects of inherited generational iniquity curses that have come and affected your life because of the inherited generational sins and iniquities of your forefathers, where demonic spirits have come in and caused you problems. Or it could be the result of other people's sins against you. Regardless, somebody has done something, either yourself or being a victim of it, that has brought problems against you. It's the result of some sort of sin. If it's your own sin, you need to confess it, and you need to forsake it. If it's the result of somebody else's sin against you, you need to forgive them and loose them and let them go. If it's the result of inherited generational iniquity curses, then you need to learn to remit and send forth the effect, which we have authority to do this. We can remit and send forth the effect of the sins and the iniquities of the forefathers and all preceding generations to break the inherited generational curses from the sins and iniquities that have affected our life. For our own self, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Romans 6:14, sin shall not have dominion over you. And Romans 6:16 says, know you not to whom you yield yourself servants to obey? His servant you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. I'll tell you can confess your own sin. He's faithful and just to forgive you. He will cleanse you. And you can overcome the areas of sin in your life by learning to yield your members. Yield your mind, yield your mouth, yield everything that you're involved in, yield all that you do unto the ways of righteousness. If you yield to sin, then it produces death. But if you're obedient to the Word of God, then that will produce righteousness. You must realize that this is the way the enemy's done things. He has some way gotten to you through your own sin, inherited generational curse, or from somebody bringing destruction against you. But praise God, the good news is we are more than conquerors and can overcome and have the victory. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As you have received